This was taken out of the ground several years ago as part of DC Water's attempt to remove as many lead service lines as possible.
A change in water treatment chemicals in the year 2000 had inadvertently triggered the leaching of lead from service lines like the one being held here by Tom Jacobus at the Washington Aqueduct. The district's water company sped up its replacement of aging lead service lines.
The fix was actually worse than the problem.
Civil engineering professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech.
The way they were doing the replacements, they were actually making the problem worse.
D.C. only paid to replace half of the lead service lines, the part on public property.
In most cases, the private landowner did not agree to replace the private side when we were replacing the public side lead line.
George Hawkins of D.C. Water.
The physical work necessary to replace the public side service line, you dig up the line and you replace it, is shaking and dislodging lead that has been captured or might be in some corrosion or in the aerator is being dislodged and going into the water. So there was a spike in many cases of lead caused by the partial lead service line, making it worse.
In our next report, the most vulnerable lead in water victims. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.